Tonight's shir, Simen Reish Dalid Si'if Aleph. Simen Reish Dalid Dinei HaBrachos LeYesem Acholim. The halachas of brachos for other fruits. We begin with Peres HaElon, then we get to the Peres HaAdamo, Peres HaAretz, and now we get to everything else, Si'if Aleph. Al Davar She'ein Gidulo Min HaAretz, for things that do not grow from the ground. Kegon, for instance, Besar Behema, Chaya V'Of, the meat of animals, whether they're domesticated or wild, birds, dogim, fish, bayim, eggs, cholov, gavina, milk and cheese. So these are all things that do not grow from the ground, and they need their own bracha, and we're going to say the bracha for these things are shahakal. The Mechaber continues to add other things that do originate from the ground, but are also in some way degraded or inferior, and the bracha shahakal. Upas she'ibsha, bread that got moldy, went bad. V'tavshel she'nishtana tzurosim v'niskalkel, or a cooked food which was left out. It doesn't look right. It doesn't taste right. We would just throw it out, but if someone still wants to eat it, v'novlos or novlos. What are those? Shem tamarim she'bishlam u'sraf machom v'yavshu. These are dates that stayed on the tree too long. They're burnt by the heat. They're dried up. Val govai, on locust, the kosher variety. Val hamelach, val meimalach, salt or salt water. Val hamarach, or broth. Val kemein or pitrios, truffles and mushrooms. Val kaira, or kaira. Ramah says, shuharach and itosef be'ilm koshana. These are the soft branches that are added to the tree every year. Shekaira and palmito, we call them palmito. So these soft new branches. Va'al lovi gefanim, or similar on a grapevine, the young stems. Va'shkeidim esukim she'oichon asam k'shem rakim b'kipehen, or the variety of sweet almonds that we pick them early. We don't wait till they ripen and get sweet. Rather, take them when they're soft in their shells. Va'al chaziz, or on chaziz, what's that for hushachas? This is immature grain. Val kara chaya, or on a fresh gourd pumpkin without cooking it first. Val kimcha desari, on barley flour. Val shecha tamar v'shecha se'orim, or beer brewed from dates or barley. Val mei se'orim shemavashlam l'chayla, or a broth that's made with cooking barley and you use it to feed someone who's ill. Val ispe de dabra she'en izran, or various grasses or herbs that are edible, but they weren't planted, they're not cultivated. Val sheves, record anito, and on sheves, which we call anito, it's something to say anis, this is dill. Val kamon, the kaspor, which is probably cumin and kaspor. Dilataima avidi dolochil, these are things that are there to give a flavor to something else. Velo la achila, they're not meant to be eaten on their own. Val hachometz she'eva b'mayim, or vinegar that you dilute with water, ad sheror lishtos till it's fit to drink. On all of these things, mevarech shahakol. The bracha is shahakol. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Aleph. Upas she'ibsha. The Mechaber begins things that do not grow from the ground, and he lists meats, poultry, fish, eggs, milk, cheese. Then he starts with things which do start with grains that grow from the ground, and in this case, he starts with bread that turned bad. Pasha ifshom, v'neskalkel ketsas aydezeh. It got moldy. It's not good. The ilan neskalkel gami. If it's totally bad, v'lochoz v'achilas odem, and no one could eat it. Eim v'varchel of klal, wouldn't get a brach at all. Look at the kamal in the tash. We'll say this later by cooked foods as well. So it's only neskalkel ketsas. It's slightly not good. So it's not day old. It's 2 day old. Whatever it is, it's not. There's some problem with it. It's a little stale, moldy, but it's not inedible. So the Shaar Tzion points out that it has to be the part that he's eating, because if part of the bread is moldy and part is not, of course the part that's not is hamotzi, and you betch. We're dealing with eating the moldy part, eating the bad part. But it's not terrible, because if it's terrible, you wouldn't get a bracha. So the Mechaber says the bracha shahakol. The Be'er Halacha has a lengthy discussion. What's the bracha achrona? It could well be that even though the bracha is a hakol, you should bench. He brings that the Rambam says the bracha achron is benefashos, but he says why? Why was it berachas hamazon? And he goes on to conclude that if a person didn't eat enough to be satisfied, he ate a little bit, then maybe taka make a benefashos. But if eight kadei sevia is a chiyuv derais of berachas hamazon, the chori should have to bench, even though it's only nechal ay de the chak. It's, and the bracha might be shahakol, but it's still warrant the birchas hamazon. So here's a question: when do you say shahakol on your bench? That'd be when you eat moldy bread, kadei sevia. Mishnah Berurah sifkan beis v'nis kalkel, or a cooked food that's been sitting out, it's not good anymore. Marigamkin, it has to also be shenis kalkel kasas. It's a little bit off, v'lo l'gam, but not entirely. Dilav hachi, because if it's totally inedible, afil shahakol shahakol v'ruchi, can't make a shahakol either. My assumption in both these cases is that the bread that's moldy and the food that's a little bit off, it's not a question of sakana. Because if it's dangerous to eat, chamir sakanta miyisura, you can't touch it. You can't take food. And people say, well, baltashchis. There's a thing called baltashchis on the body, too. You can't do baltashchis on the human being. So we don't eat foods that are potentially harmful. Dangerous, harmful. That's harmful, dangerous. No, we don't eat those things. Sifkan Gimel, Shebishtam Mesuav V'chulah. Then the Mechaber mentions Noivlas. And it gives the definition of dates that are on the tree too long. They're burnt, dried. Haino de Sreifas Hachoyim, the burning of the heat, Nispashlu V'nisyabshu V'nishtanel Goyusa. It ripened, it dried out, it turned for the worse. V'ayim Asher Kesaru Le'el B'Simen Reish Beisiv Tes, which the Brewer Be'alocha, look back. We talked about Noivlas back in Simen Reish Beisiv Tes. Sifkan Dal, V'al Govai. Or grasshoppers, the kosher variety, who min chagov tahar. This is a type of kosher permitted grasshopper. La fuka b'Yehuda, and this halach is not like a b'Yehuda. Damasham Mishnah, he said in the Mishnah, kosher min klola, anything which is a curse, shal haklola heim ba'im, they come when there's a curse, ein mevarchal, you don't make a bracha. And locust or grasshoppers could be a curse, destroys all the crops. So he said you don't make a bracha then at all. And we say, no, the mice, if you're eating it and you're enjoying it, make a bracha. So if gone, hey, val hamelach, on salt. When a person eats salt, there is a certain degree of pleasure he gets when it goes in his mouth, and that's why he makes the bracha shahakol. So if gone, val hamarak, on broth. Shel basar, this is beef broth. Dilo shel peres for your rock, because if it would be broth from fruits and vegetables, Taiba Pulta, that's a machlokes. I am a Simon Reish Beis. If you leave it off, back at Simon Reish Beis, machlokes, Rashba, and the Rosh. Does the broth take on the bracha of the fruit and vegetable or not? So we're discussing a straight up shahakol. It's broth from meat. Sifkan Zayin, Kameyan. Kameyan are truffles. Oson Shemetsuyan Tachasakaka. They are found under the ground. V'nivra'in mishumana aretz, they grow from the fat of the earth, u'pityos k'demala etzim, and pityos are mushrooms which grow on wood, roots, whatever. Sifkan ches, shehu harach, the kaira, which is the young branches, new branches, shel dekel, of a palm, keshanaf of gedelim kolshan v'shana, as the branches and the leaves grow from year to year, hanosaf b'shanazu rach, the new leaves from this year are soft, v'chaz achilon are edible. B'shana shniya niskash raskeitz, by the second year, it becomes hard like wood. Sifkan tes hanitosif v'chulu, so it's added on to the tree every year. The afal gav the gedulim in arts, even though this does grow from the ground. Afilu hachilom v'archin Allah, afilu b'ray pri adama. You're still not going to make even a b'ray pri adama. You're not going to make a b'ray pri eitz, you're not going to make a b'ray pri adama. El shahakol, the brach will be shahakol. Why? Because people do not plant the trees with the intent of eating the young, new branches. Because if you do that, you're going to minimize the branches and leaves of the tree. Rather, you want it to harden, become wood, and fruits will grow from it. So since you're eating that, which is not the intended fruit of the tree, the bracha shahakol. Kasev Taz, the Taz writes, the kitnios retubin, moist kitnios, beans and the like. Bishal ganos shenizron aldas lechol chayin, if they are the garden variety, and they're planted with the intent of eating them raw, mevarach bar pi adama, we would make a bar pi adama. Afilu al hashavit levad, even if we just eat the stalks. Damanas ke nizu, that's why we planted them. Al shal sadas, but those that grow in the fields wild, shadarkan lanichan achis yabshu la'ochlam uvushon, those we leave until they dry and we cook them up and eat them cooked. In those cases, the bracha on them fresh, even moist, would be shahakol. Only if you cook it, now the Pimagodim has a difficult time understanding the words of the Taz. And many achronim as well. We're not going to differentiate if the kidneys grows in his garden or in the field. We make one rule. If it's moist, the bracha is b'yadama. That is the common practice. However, when it comes to the stalks, there's a difference of opinion among the achronim. If he eats the stalks without the beans, if the bracha is b'yadama or shahakol, therefore, the proper way to conduct yourself, to only eat them with the beans, so you make the b'yadama on the bean, you don't make a bracha on the stalk at all. But if you're eating the stalks by themselves, you don't have the kidneys, since it's a machlokes, shahakol b'yadama, you're going to have to make shahakol. Mishnebrura sifkatan yud. Lulave gefanim. Or he eats from the stems, the young stems that grow on the vine. Gamazet tal kumbakar. This is very similar to Kaira, where we said that if it's the new branches on the palm tree, and the intention is really to let it harden to bear fruit, therefore if you eat it soft and young, you'll make shahakol. So too by the vine, ideally you'll wait till the next year and it'll start bearing grapes. You're not going to wait till next year and you need it now, so you make shahakol. Sifkon Yanaf, Mesukim. Shekedim Mesukim. Almonds that this variety will ripen and be sweet if you wait. And there you're going to eat them prematurely, the bracha premature shahakol. The Shekedim Marim, but if these were the variety that are bitter, Ayin Leah Simon Reish Beis, Sifhei Look Back and Simon Reish Beis, that for carrot, if you eat them when they're young, that's when you make a bar pia eitz, because that's the only time that they are edible. So if you take the variety that will mature and be sweet, and you don't wait till they're mature and sweet, you take them when they're young and soft. After kaimel on the el b'simnei shbeis if beis, even though we learned the simnei shbeis, b'sharbe kol hilonos that by other trees, d'mishayotziu shum pri choshev takef pri, that as soon as it bears a fruit that's edible, that's choshev, it's considered the pri right away. Shani hasm, that's different. To nana migufa pri shenotan sol mechmaso. You're benefiting from the actual fruit for which you planted it. But here, when you have the sweet variety of almond that you're going to take prematurely, you're not getting any benefit from the fruit itself. What you're actually benefiting from is the outer shell. And people don't plant it for the outer shell. Rather, they're planting it for the seed inside when it ripens. Now, therefore, it's again similar to Kaira, and the bracha will only be shahakol. Sifkon Yugimel Shachas. Shachas is tavur shlo hevi'a shlish. This is grain that hasn't yet grown a third of its growth. V'chaz v'chila, it is edible. U'mishom l'gomar peira, and since it's not yet finished, noches chadar, it goes down mipri adama l'shahakol. V'adin l'kol pri adama, the same is true of any pri adama. If it's edible but not complete yet, the brach is shahakol. Sifkan yidat chaya. You take a kara, a gourd, pumpkin, squash, and you eat it raw. Shutov mavush liyos mechay. It's certainly better cooked than raw. Valken kesha oich lechay. So if you eat it raw, nishtaras birchas l'shahakol, the brach is downgraded to shahakol. Oka the kamam b'simen reshay, sifal for doing this later in simen reshay. Sifkatas of kimcho desare, flour from barley. Afilanasa mishabam shamiyavshin. Even if you make it from the stalks that you dry, the term lachilikasas, they're actually a little bit good to eat them as is. We still say the bracha is shahakol. For lav dafka desare, it's not only barley flour. This is true of the flour of any of the five grains. Kavor l'kamam b'simen reish ches. Sifil hey, we learn this land simen reish ches. We rye oat spelt. V'hai denuket decide. The only reason we picked on the case of barley, the zakadai techemin, because I would have thought to say, hal v'kosh l'toleim shibem ayim. Since barley flour could be harmful and cause some kind of worm issue in the stomach, lo yivarech lekal. Maybe you shouldn't make a bracha at all. Kamash malon. So the chiddush is, kim this ehanah mine, since he does get benefit from it, by buch he has to make a bracha. So the notes point out that by Shemen Zayas, we discussed not making a bracha because it's mazik. And here, we're saying he makes a bracha because he's nana. So they explain the difference is, the hezek of barley flour is not right when he eats it. It's going to happen later on. So when he eats it, it's not harmful. It will create a harmful situation later. So therefore, if he benefits from it, he makes a bracha, which is true, by the way, of any food that the doctors say, no, it's not healthy if you don't eat it, and he eats it anyway because he likes it. The fact that it's harmful down the road doesn't preempt the bracha now. But the Shemen Zayas is mazik as he drinks it. He can't get it down. That's why we're not going to make a bracha on the Shemen Zayas. So we've got a design. V'sheichar se'or. Beer brewed from barley, halvut solu v'omishdia, it's clear. It's something you drink. Eino nechshav b'chal tavshul shachameshes mine dogen. We don't consider it cooked grain. Sheivarech b'rayim n'mizonis, to make a mizonis. Sheivarech b'rayim n'mizonis el ha-machol, we make b'rayim n'mizonis on a food. Kvo shekosiv sim reishches, sifal lagunot sim reishches. So what he's hinting at, but not explaining, is when you brew beer with barley, you're cooking it. You're steeping it like a tea in a big kettle. So what's the difference of cooking grain and eating it for breakfast, you're going to make a mezonis, and cooking the barley and then drinking the beer and you say it's not mezonis? The answer is because I'm making a beverage. This is not a food. Beer is like tea. You're brewing it. It's a beverage. For a beverage, you say shahakol. On a food, it's taka mezonis. This is not a food. This is a beverage you drink. It's shahakol. Umashma betos v'staf lamaches. It's implied from the Tosis and Maseches Brachas of Lamaches, Dear Maschal Hai, in the Dear Maschal Hai, Dafilu Yeshma Kesayas Techilas Pras, even if you could discern somehow that you're ingesting a Kesayas of grain in the time span of Techilas Pras, Gam Kenlum Avarchinle El Shakal Yisrael, it doesn't make a difference. The Brach is still Shahakal. This is not a food, and therefore it's not Mizonis, it's a beverage. The Brach is Mishakal. So Kod Yizayiv, Al Mesa Arm Bechul, they cook up this barley broth to feed someone who's sick. Gam came a time hanas. Also, like we said before, shlonas kemishti. It's a broth to drink. It's not meant to be eaten. It's not a soup. It's not something he eats. It's something he drinks, and therefore the bracha shahakol. Sefkoyin yeches isve the daba v'chulu. The Mechaber describes taking some of these grasses that grow outdoors. You didn't cultivate them, and you eat them. The bracha shahakol. Vafilo him toiv lechol. Even though they're good to eat, kol esiv shekorin shav. Shein olam chamutzim. Shav is sorrel grass. And they're a sour type of leaf. Vafilu achash abishlam, even after you cook it. Shu maichel sar, at that point, you cook it. This is a maichel for princes. Try to give someone on your table some shav. They'll think, what do you think I am, a peasant? Nay, this is maichel sarim. This is royalty food. Bevorcha shahakal, the bevorcha shahakal. Deinuchos el kokachlepi, we don't consider the sorrel grass as a fruit. Al salat, now if you took a lettuce and made a salad, kiyotze bezesh nizmu, that you plant and you cultivate, that for sure is a dumbo. So we're not going to say all leafy, grassy things are shahakal. Shav, which is made from sorrel grass, is shahakal. But the salads that we make from our cultivated lettuce and the like, that's for sure hadama. Sekon yutes, sha'enim nizwa'im, they don't cultivate this isfei d'darba, the sorrel. So we're talking about these things that grow, and in and of themselves they're not special, and you don't cultivate them either. They grow on their own, without planting. So therefore we say the Baruch Shahak, but if it would grow on its own, but it tastes good, even if they grow in the forest by themselves, like strawberries, then we would say Baruch Shahak. So the fact that we didn't cultivate it doesn't totally eliminate the possibility of the main bracha. If it taka tastes good, If it's a chashav fruit, even if it grows on its own, we will make the proper bracha. But if it's in and of itself not chashav, and you didn't plant it, so you have two strikes against you, the bracha shahakul. Sivkon chof, al kamon. So the Mechaber says describing things that are only used to flavor other things, but never meant to be eaten by themselves. So the simple translation of kamon is cumin. The Mishmur says kimmel. The kaspor is oleander balaz. Kimmel, I believe, is caraway. And kaspor, he says, is oleander. The notes point out that in Hilchos Pesach, he says that ketzach is kimmel, not kamon. So I don't know what happened here. Ketzach is the word we use for kimmel. Ketzach is kimmel, it's caraway. But kamon is cumin. That's what it is. I don't know why the Mr. Brewer here put in the word kimmel. Sifkon chafal, the time of avidi, these are not meant to eat. These are to give flavors to other things. The time of avidi v'chulu, umari, it makes no difference, bein b'retubin, bein b'yavashin, whether they're moist or dry. V'chein emrikvim b'dvash, or if you mix them up with honey. Nami shahakal, lo shahakal, because this isn't honey-flavored cumin. This is cumin-flavored honey. These things are there to give flavor to something else. No one eats these by themselves. It's not like nuts. So a little bitter, add some honey to sweeten the nut. These are things that no one eats by themselves. They're only there to give time to other things. So therefore, the Baruch Shehakol. Sifkan chaf beiz v'lo la'achila. You don't eat these things. Achen, however, im shalak es ha'anis, let's say you cooked up dill and made a dill soup. Mevarach al-meim of bapi adama. Then the beverage, then the food, I should say, the liquid is bapi adama. I can't say beverage because it's a beverage, it's shahakol. The soup is going to be bapi adama. So the hachi kaima, that's what's there for, the hatam darim spashal bo, to give flavor to things you cook with it. So in such a case, it would be bapi adama. Now, if you take tea leaves and you cook them up, you're not making bapi adama because we drink tea as a beverage. That's why it's going to be shahakol. So for some reason, he understands dill could be different. Maybe you make like a dill soup. So then the bracha on the soup, the broth would be adama. Sifkan chaf gimel, ad shero'u l'shtois. If you take vinegar and you dilute it with water to make it drinkable, then you say shahakol. Da'aftim b'tchilasu ha'yayin, even though it started off as wine, kivin sh'nishtan ev'nasa chometz, once it changed and turned to vinegar, even ha'lasu lost its advantage, it lost its maila of wine, and it could be to make a bracha at all. But if you add water and dilute it till you can drink it, so at that point we would say shahakol.